Welcome to Kuvera's weekly digest on the most critical developments related to business, finance, and the markets. Remember the tulips? In the 1630s, the Netherlands was hit by a phenomenon now known as the tulip mania. This was the period of the Dutch Golden Age, when prices of some bulbs of the then recently introduced and fashionable tulip reached sky-high levels. A frenzied craze for tulip bulbs began sometime in 1634 and turned into the first major speculative asset bubble in recorded history. By the beginning of 1637, however, the bubble had burst and tulip prices had collapsed. Why are we taking you centuries back in time? The Indian market, you see, has been scaling new heights almost every week now for the last couple of years, leading many an expert to wonder if this is a speculative bubble. For now, not only are investors riding the bull run, even companies, small and big alike, are looking to cash in on the euphoria by choosing to go public. To say that India is in the midst of an IPO boom would be an understatement. In fact, between the COVID-induced national lockdown of March 2020 and July 2024, as many as 215 IPOs have hit the Indian market. The frenzy seemed to have reached its pinnacle this week when the 6,560 crore IPO for home loan lender Bajaj Housing Finance Limited became the most subscribed ever in India's history, with the total bid amount for a public issue reaching an astonishing 3.24 trillion rupees, topping 1% of the size of India's economy. And this wasn't even the most bizarre case. As we pointed out in an earlier newsletter, that distinction goes to IPOs of small and medium enterprises such as the tiny bike dealership company Resourceful Automobile, which was looking to raise just 12 crore but received bids worth more than 4,800 crore. Investors have to be careful when such a euphoria builds up. Otherwise, companies with patchy governance standards, weak financials or even poor growth prospects may take advantage of the exuberance to raise money from the public. In fact, even the Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, is getting increasingly concerned about this. So, what should you do as an investor? As a first step, you need to know the company whose IPO you are applying for, inside out. You need to evaluate its fundamentals, finances, and business prospects. You must assess the prospects of the industry in which it operates, read its draft red herring prospectus and look at its shareholding pattern. Is all this too much for you to handle? Then might we suggest an alternative, stick to mutual funds, keep calm and grow your wealth. Fund flows. Talking about mutual funds, the industry is growing as fast as the IPO markets and broader stock markets. Data disclosed by the Association for Mutual Funds in India this week showed that the MF industry's total assets under management jumped to an all-time high of 66.7 trillion rupees, or almost $795 billion, at the end of August. The industry has added about 16 trillion rupees in AUM so far this year as inflows from investors continue unabated thanks to bullish markets. In August alone, inflows into equity mutual funds touched 38,239 crore, up 3% from July and just below the record high of 40,608 crore in June. Total inflows into equity MFs during the January to August period have almost tripled from a year earlier to 2.41 trillion rupees, with thematic and sectoral funds contributing 45% of the aggregate. Inflows coming via systematic investment plans, SIPs, touched a record high for the 14th month in a row, hitting 23,547 crore in August. Monthly SIP inflows have nearly tripled since 2021. AMFI data also showed a shift in the pattern among various MF categories. With stock markets at record highs raising valuation concerns, investors showed greater interest in large-cap funds during August. Inflows into large-cap funds jumped nearly fourfold in August from the previous month to 2,687 crore. This is the highest level since March 2022. However, inflows into small-cap funds showed no signs of slowing down and surged 52% in August while money coming into mid-cap funds almost doubled despite concerns over stretched valuations. So, which category of funds should you opt for at the moment? We can't tell you that, of course, but do remember the basics when selecting a fund, stick to your asset allocation and be aware of the risks. Cabinet calls. Moving on to some macroeconomic news, the Union Cabinet this week approved a number of schemes related to the healthcare, electric mobility, power and rural infrastructure sectors. Perhaps the most important of these decisions was the expansion of the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, a PMJ. The health insurance scheme will now cover all senior citizens aged 70 and above irrespective of their income, the government said. Launched in 2018, Ayushman Bharat aims to provide universal health coverage, especially for rural and vulnerable populations. The government says it is the world's largest publicly funded health assurance scheme. The scheme provides health coverage of up to 5 lakh rupees per family per year for secondary and tertiary care hospitalization. The cabinet's decision this week will benefit around 4.5 crore families, including 6 crore senior citizens. In another decision, the cabinet approved the Prime Minister Electric Drive Revolution in Innovative Vehicle Enhancement, PME Drive, scheme to promote electric mobility. The scheme has an outlay of 10,900 crore over a two-year period. It allocates 500 crore each for the deployment of e-ambulances and e-trucks, 4,391 crore rupees to procure 14,020 buses by public transport agencies, and 2,000 crore for the installation of electric vehicle public charging stations. In other decisions, the cabinet approved an outlay of 70,125 crore for the fourth phase of the Pradhan Mantri Gram Sadak Yojana to be implemented during 2024-25 to 2028-29 to improve road connectivity in rural areas, and an outlay of 12,461 crore for hydroelectric projects to increase cumulative generation capacity by about 31,350 megawatts by 2031-32. Market wrap. Indian stock markets hit new record highs this week, taking cues from the global markets amid expectations of a rate cut by the US Federal Reserve. The 30 stock Sensex touched an all-time high of 83,116.19, while the 50 stock Nifty hit 25,433.35. For the week, the Sensex and the Nifty climbed almost 2.1% each. Tata Motors was the sole Sensex stock to fall this week. The automaker's shares slipped after UBS reaffirmed a sell rating on the stock, citing margin pressures at its Jaguar Land Rover unit and within India's passenger vehicle segment. In the list of Nifty losers, Tata Motors was joined by state-run companies ONGC and BPCL. Two insurers, SBI Life Insurance and HDFC Life Insurance, also ended in the red. Bajaj Auto topped the list of Nifty stocks that gained during the week. It was followed by Divi's Lab and Bharti Airtel. Tech companies Wipro, LTI Mindtree and HCL Tech were also among the major gainers, as were a bunch of lenders such as Axis Bank, Shriram Finance, IndusInd Bank, Bajaj Finance, Kotak Mahindra Bank and ICICI Bank. FMCG companies Britannia, Hindustan Unilever and Tata Consumer also ended in the green. That's all for this week. Until next week, happy investing!